100%. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we just, as you sit down, you can be seated. Can we just get a big shout of go hard? 1, 2, 3. Yes. Blesses my soul every time you do it. It does. All right, so for those of you all who are wondering why is this man having people shout go hard, it's because I represent the Go Hard for Christ Youth Ministry. And of course, first and foremost, I represent the Kingdom of God. And I am thankful to my Father for giving me this opportunity once again to stand before you. I count it as an honor and a privilege to be able to share the Word of God with you. Now, I know you may not see me up here on this pulpit that much, unless I'm running to give him a bottle of water, but I do preach every Wednesday night at the Go Hard for Christ Youth Ministry right through those doors in the annex. Amen. So, and can we do one quick thing? It was just on my heart just as I was sitting down. You know, there's so many people that you see and people that you don't see that work so diligently to make Sunday and Wednesday services happen. So many volunteers, so many ministries, so many different departments, the praise and worship team, the band, many different teams that are gathered together to make sure that once you walk in the door, you can sit down, it's clean, lights are on, people are in place, in queue to make sure that you have a great experience. Can we put our hands together for all those who work so hard at making this service possible? We really appreciate you. Thank you. I want to greet our internet audience. Thank you so much for logging on and tuning in with us. We count it as a privilege and an honor that you would invite us into your home. Now, don't think it is a coincidence that we have come to join you here today, because God has a word for you. So don't turn. Make sure you let somebody else know about what's about to happen, because you're about to be blessed. Amen. Amen. So why don't we do this? I would like to get started with a quick video to show you a little bit about what Go Hard for Christ has been up to. We had one of our leaders actually make this video for us, and they did a little video spot to just get some quick highlights of what our summer was like and what our year was like last year. So if you could turn your attentions to the screen, we'll play the video.
Oh, I'm a crazy Christian. Okay, guess what? Need be healed right now in the name of Jesus. So you might as well talk about me now. Oh, I'm a crazy Christian. You got asthma, you playing on the basketball court, and somebody fall down because they have an asthma attack, and you pray the healing power of the Holy Spirit, let them talk about me now, because the power of God is working. Can be God before you. Talk about you because you can't choose a side.
So, I'm so excited to tell you that we are advancing the kingdom. Amen. And our youth, our phenomenal youth, they are continuing to help us spread the gospel of the kingdom. Last year, we saw some clips of Freedom Conference. We had youth camp, not shown there, but we also had the STARS program, our summer program. And so we have a lot of things going on, and God is good. And I just wanted to give you some quick updates as to what else is going on. This year, we've been focusing on a couple different areas. One of them has been serving, service as unto the Lord, but also serving other people and serving the house of God, serving the agenda of God. Come on, somebody, serving the agenda of God. And so, so we believe that's very important. And I've been teaching a series, called Just Serve. And then we went to take a one-day mission trip. You could start the PowerPoint for me, please. We took a one-day mission trip, a quick mission trip to Flint, Michigan. With Dr. Patricia Bailey, and we went with her, and her team kind of helped us organize the trip. But what we did is went to distribute clean water, and also we went to distribute food and fresh food, fresh produce, supplies, and different things. And what you see right there, you can pause on that picture. What you see right there is we actually went in different homes, even in the neighborhoods. And you see Nina right there. She is proclaiming the blessing out of Deuteronomy chapter 28 and speaking it over their household and declaring the works of the Lord. And so we not only went to distribute supplies, but of course, we take Jesus with us first and foremost. And so, we prayed for people, laid hands on people. People got saved. I think even some got filled with the Holy Spirit. And to God be the glory for all of that. And, teaching our youth that it's really important that we serve the agenda of God, that we are the church. We can't just stand in the pulpit and tell people to come to church. We got to bring God to them. And so we had a great opportunity to do that, and that was amazing. And so Dr. Bailey's team was amazing with that. And so Flint, Michigan trip, that was great. And then next we have, for our next slide, you can continue. We're doing a school outreach. We've started it. We're in the midst of it right now. We started a 7-week program in the Austin Multiplex High School. Now, you know that the Austin community, has been kind of challenged as far as some of the things going on in their community. And I believe in the power of prayer. And I think we do in this church believe in the power of prayer. So we pray, but we don't pray and then just do nothing. We pray and then we do something. And so as we were praying, the Holy Spirit gave my wife an idea and a strategy to put together this 7-week program talking about emotional health and wellness, forgiveness, wise decisions, to try to really help repair some of this brokenness. You know, these kids out here are broken. Violence is just a symptom of the brokenness that they're experiencing. And when you show them a better way, and ultimately, we know what we're doing. We're leading them towards Christ. But when you show them that better way and you help them get healing for that brokenness, the symptoms, they'll start to leave. And so we have a school outreach that we do. So every Thursday, we've been going to the Austin Multiplex High School. I have some of my leaders here who are here today who have been faithfully sowing their time every Thursday to go with us. And we actually are seeing over 200 students every Thursday. Amen. And this is during the middle of the school day. This is actually during the middle of their school day. We have 4 periods. And we see combined classrooms for each of the 4 periods. And we teach them about biblical kingdom principles. And so, amen. And so, when you have faith, God can give you a strategy on how to reach people. Now, I know what the agreement is. You're not supposed to talk about Jesus and religion. But let me tell you, if Jesus is in us, then if we're there, we are bringing Jesus with us and we're bringing the anointing. So what that means is as kids are encountering these kingdom principles without knowing it, they're encountering these kingdom principles. They're cultivating a taste and desire for where it's coming from. So they start asking questions. They say, how can we get more of this? Where is this coming from? I never knew this. I love this feeling of freedom, forgiveness. Like, where is this coming from? Well, I know you guys are from a school. Well, how can I know Jesus? Well, can you pray for me? Can you pray for my family? Absolutely, we can. Absolutely. And so praise God for that. And so we're continuing and we're looking to expand. And so as God opens up doors, we're looking to expand with that, to be able to take what we're teaching and the success we're having. I mean, we're seeing these students change. We're seeing dozens of students go through emotional healing and forgiveness and actively